You produced Piece of My Past, Juanita Bynum. What a prolific, what a great project. How did all that come about? And tell us about that 5 a.m. service.
Well, it all came about with Dr. Bynum and myself coming to an agreement that I would produce her project. And in that agreement, there was some requirements. And one of the requirements was for me to come to 5 a.m. prayer weekly. So I'd pay my own fare, get on a plane. I live in Texas, fly to New York, LaGuardia, every Monday night to be in a 5 a.m. prayer service.
Wow.
And in the 5 a.m. prayer service, it was amazing. I mean, God came in and revealed himself in such a way that I've never, ever, 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 ever seen him before. And I also got to experience who Dr. Bynum really was in prayer. And so when I got to produce, when I started producing her record, I was able to, you know, pull the contrast together of her prayer life and her preach life and her singing ability all together and try to just make them all match in the spirit. But if I never would have experienced the 5 a.m. prayer, I don't think I would have been successful in that. I attended the 5 a.m. prayer for a whole year before we ever sung. One touched any button, went in any studio. And thank God for the 5 a.m. prayer, because he also got revealed to me the type of project that needed to be done on Dr. Bynum, and that which we pulled all, we didn't use any synthetic strings and, you know, computerized drums and things of that nature. We brought in every instrument that you hear on the CD was played with a body. So we had an orchestra. We went over to Russia and recorded 80-piece orchestra. Prague, Russia, for the first time, was a great experience. Got back home and put singers together from all over. If you look on the back of the project, it's a who's who, from Gerard Woods, Leanne Polidor, to the Anointed singers. Let me see, Deatra Hicks and her brother. And then you have a host of A-list, is what I like to call them, A-list background singers who worked on the project. And then you had Lloyd Berry on brass on some songs. And, you know, God just used us to put that whole project together. And it was a two-year process, but when you listen to the project, you know how to appreciate music, then you'll understand that we put our time in that record.
How instrumental was Dr. Bynum in your life? And tell us the story of you acquiring Flow Records.
Well, Dr. Bynum, rephrase the first part of the question.
Okay, how instrumental was Dr. Bynum in your life?
Okay. Well, it's a funny story, and I'm going to give you the short version. I met Dr. Bynum over six and a half years ago. And I met her through a mutual friend. She was in Dallas, and she needed a musician. Well, I had never heard of her before that. Still to this day, I've never heard the message, No More Sheets. But Dr. Bynum needed a musician, and he called me, and I told him that I was not available for the event because of some things I had going on. So we hung up the phone, and he called me right back. And he said to me, you know, Myron, I really need you to do this because I don't have time to look for nobody else. And I told him a second time, man, I can't do it. You know, I got this, that, and the other going on. And so I hung up the phone. So the third time he called back, he said, I've never called a person three times. He said, and God just told me that this is a divine connection and that you really need to reconsider. If you can't do the whole week, if you would just try to do one day. And anytime any person says to me, God said, I'm going to listen to you.
Mm-hmm.
And if it doesn't agree with my spirit, I'm going to let you know that it doesn't agree with my spirit. But this particular time, I didn't feel any resistance. I said, okay, I'll give you one day, but you have to find someone else. Well, that one day has now turned into over six and a half years with me being with her. And the first time I saw her preach, man, it was like two worlds coming together. Never seen anybody preach like that. And Dr. Bynum was consistent behind closed doors. Had my share of playing for evangelists and things of that nature, but, you know, just was tired of the road and seeing some things that I may not have should have been exposed to, but I was exposed to it, and God did it for a reason, so that he could show me an individual who was living right before the Lord. So in that, Dr. Bynum, then God mantled me up to become her spiritual son. And in being her spiritual son, even during the recording of my project, Dr. Bynum would tell me all the time, you know, if you just want to be a regular praise and worship leader that sings at everybody's musicals and you don't go to the next level because you don't make the sacrifice to go to the next level, then, you know, you don't really need me to help you. But if you want me to help you, you know, the first thing I want you to consider is cutting your hair, which was dreads. I had some dreads, man. And the flesh in me began to say, you don't even know me like that. How you going to ask me to cut my hair?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it wasn't even about my hair. I think God was testing my obedience, my level of obedience. And so it took me a minute, man. I promise you, she spoke that word, but it took me literally a year before I cut the hair.
Wow.
And when I cut it, I was watching TV one day, and I was cooking in the kitchen, and one of my videos came on BET, and I was singing a song called There off of the That I May Know Him project. And it was on Video Gospel. I'll never forget it. Word Network. I'm sorry. Yeah, BET.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went into the room, God said, close your eyes. And I closed my eyes, and as I was singing, I felt the power of God. And he said, now open your eyes. And it was like the power of God lifted off of me. He said, you do not look how you sound. He said, you don't look how you sound. So you need to cut your hair. I mean, this, he spoke to me as simple as it, it wasn't a 1, 2, 3 step. I went into the restroom that within minutes and began to cut my locks. And I'm not going to say because I cut my locks that I'm where I'm at today, but I am going to say that that marked my mouth of me being obedient to what God wanted from me. And even before I recorded Dr. Bynum's project, A Piece of My Passion, and, you know, my own project, you know, that marked a level of obedience because I was toiling with it. If you listen to my project, you know, it may not be as musical as some projects because, you know, I know how to stretch out and go there if I have to. But God was saying, I don't. This is not what I'm needing right now. I need you to stay right here in this vein. Mm-hmm. And because I learned to be obedient 6 years ago, you know, now I'm sitting in the place that whenever he says what he says, I don't even flip. You know, I just, yes, sir, and make it happen. So Dr. Bynum being influential in my life at a point where I was at a crossroads and even I had to put my ministry down just because I felt like I was going in circles. And when I put the ministry down, MDM and Voices, for a season and picked it back up, I could see a broad difference, man, because of my obedience. So I would say that God dropped her in my life to escort me into my next level, you know, and she has done a great job. You know, she still allows me to be who I am, but yet and still, she's helped birth out the sound that God had it locked up in me all alone. So I thank God for her in that area. Now, the second question, which was?
The second question was about acquiring the Flow Records.
Flow Records. Flow Records was literally given to me as a gift from Dr. Bynum due to my tremendous accomplishment in helping her put the record label together. And I went in not wanting anything, just knowing that I went around shopping Piece of My Passion for Dr. Bynum, and every company we went to when we would try to shop it, you know, no one wanted to give us what the project was worth. So it was me that said, you know what, Dr. Bynum, let's go ahead and do it ourselves. She was like, well, Myron, if you think we can do it, you know, get the team together and let's make it happen. So I acquired an administrative assistant, and we got some key things together, like promotional people and, you know, the things that go along with record labels. And the first project out on our label was Peace of My Passion, and it went gold in less than 58 days.
Wow. Unbelievable.
And so after that, we were at a conference, and much to my surprise, Dr. Bynum got up to have words, and she asked me to come to the podium. When I got to the podium, she told me that God told her to give me 30% of the company. And she did that, and then months later, she gave me a phone call and said, while I was sitting here, God said that you now have to become my equal partner in the company. Then from that point, last year, the bottom half of last year, she signed the entire company over to me with her still as, she still has a seat on the board. So God did that, man. I'm still shocked about it all.
Where would you like to take Flo? You are the second artist on Flo Records. Where would you like to take Flo Records?
I would love for Flo to develop a reputation that whenever you put a Flo Records project in, it should have caution on the front part of the panel, because you can't drive while you're listening to it.
Hey.
And while you're listening to the CD, you may not ever have ever heard of the person that's on the CD, but the power of God is so thick from the CD that if it was Mickey Mouse singing a song, but you felt the anointing, then that is the reputation that we are trying to establish with Flo Records. On top of giving people opportunities that may never, ever receive an opportunity in the majors. So I think we're on a great start. I think we're on a great start with that on our path. As we've started great with it with Dr. Bynum, myself, we were part of Gospel Goes Classical, which was an event that broke records on the gospel charts. We made number one. On the classical charts.
Wow.
So could you believe that? Gospel Goes Classical, number one on the classical charts.
Man.
So we're off to a great start. And if we can just keep this momentum, I believe, you know, the world is in for a treat with what Flo Records has to offer.
Our guest is none other than Myron Williams. The project's called Made to Worship. And Myron, as we wrap things up, we wish you nothing but the best. It has been a pleasure talking to you. I wish I had more time because I have learned so much, you know, from just talking to you. But Myron, we appreciate it. And we just speak life that God will continue to bless you, Dr. Bynum, your company, and you know, you will continue to be blessed going out and coming in.
Well, thank you so much, man, and thank you for your time. And whenever I'm in the city, I would love to come by and visit you.
Hey, that would work. Thank you so much. Our guest, Myron Williams, Made to Worship on Star 94.1.